Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Well, welcome, welcome. Here we are on Monday, June 15th. It's 1 o'clock, and I'm back in the saddle again after having missed last week due to a little bit of miscue with my wife. I haven't had some surgery, but she's all good and running better. So I'd like to make a big shout-out to Dan and Andy, who hosted the show last week and took over and spoke fantastic on how we can reduce oxidative stress in the body. And there was just some incredible information about the science behind how we can help our body heal itself. And that's really what we're here about today. We're going to learn about how the body can heal itself. And we've got a fantastic guest on today, Frances, so I'll get to her in 1 second. I do want to make a special note that this upcoming Monday, June 22nd, at the Troy Community Center at 7 p.m., we have a Dr. Natalie Chevro coming to speak. She is actually a woman who is one of the people who developed Retinol A, and she's currently working for a company like Vantage, and she's going to also speak about how we can look, stay, and feel younger. She's got some great information that's similar to what Andy and Dan were talking about last month, and she'll be speaking again June 22nd. That is Monday, Troy Community Center at 7 p.m. If you want more information, you can call Natural Recharge at 248-203-7744, and they can direct you to our website for registering for a reserved seat. Now, let's bring you up to our special guest today. I've got Frances George McCullough, who's going to be speaking and telling us today about how we can relieve some of those pain and suffering that we might have. Frances is really a fantastic individual. I've actually had the honor and pleasure of having used her services, and she's done a great job of taking care of me. Frances is a functional neuromuscular activation therapist. She's got studied in about 20 different modalities in the bodywork industry. She's worked with an anatomy and physiology specialist, worked at UCLA and Esalen. The list goes on, but what I'd like to do right now is introduce Frances and let her tell a little bit about herself. Frances, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, David. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I feel great as usual. I had a little water skiing today, and although my muscles are a little sore, probably need some work upcoming to see if you can make me better again.
Great. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
So, Frances, tell us a little bit about your background for our guests, what it is that, what neuromuscular therapy is and what you do.
Well, I've been in business for over 30 years, and my background is anatomy and physiology. That's what I studied, as well as alternative healing up at Big Sur, California. And as you said, over the last 30 years, I continue to study different modalities because I'm fascinated by them. So what I do is I treat the pattern in which your pain follows. So oftentimes where you have the pain is not where the problem lies. And the body itself gives off so much information that I don't have to guess or be intuitive, although I'm confident that I am intuitive. The body also tells us there's an emotional component related to our pain and its location, even though we might be a golfer and have been golfing for many years. And our pain is related to the behavior of golfing. A lot of people can golf for many, many years and have no pain related to their golfing. So the emotional component shows up when the pain shows up. And what we do is we treat the pattern as we look at the body, that the body gives us information for, and then when we actually touch your body gives us the information. So where I might touch you, you didn't know what's painful because that's where the problem is. And we simply look at the body, and with the help of the patient client We find the areas, reveal the problem, and we treat those problems. And as a result of that, you get back functioning after the treatment, and the emotional component starts to relieve itself, or you find solutions for it unknowingly and oftentimes knowingly. And we also support using other modalities, because I can get you so far, but with the aid of other modalities such as laser and good healthy eating habits and exercise, we can accomplish amazing things.
That's fantastic. So when you talk about these pain patterns, okay, and where the pain's coming from, when does somebody know that they need to see somebody like you that does functional neuromuscular therapy? I mean, do I come before I've got an injury? Obviously, when I'm hurt or got a problem, I may come to you. But who are the people that would when and who should be coming to see you?
Well, when and who is different than who does. So let me just go backwards, if I may.
Sure.
I tend to see the people that have tried everything else first and then see me, because they're at their wit's end and they're, I'm going to try anything. Because my treatment, the muscle care, neuromuscular, functional neuromuscular activation therapy can be uncomfortable. Not because I'm causing you pain, but because the areas in which I'm touching are really painful already, although you didn't know it until I touch you, because those areas are either, they're in a contraction, either they're too long or they're too short. Generally, you feel the pain in the longer area. Generally, we treat the muscle where it's shorter. And muscle has memory. It's wonderful. And what we're doing is we're breaking up the fascia, allowing greater movement, and teaching the muscle to remember this healthy condition. So when that's generally what I see. It would be wonderful if I could see somebody the moment they have their injury, because the results will be much quicker and much longer lasting. I say that because if I see somebody the first time, there's generally a 30 to 70% improvement in the first visit where they can function again. By the fourth or fifth visit, they feel pretty darn good. There are a handful of people that I continue to see just because they want to. But if I saw you immediately, if you fell down or had a car accident or noticed an injury right away from your athletic activity, then I could get you results much quicker and very possibly lasting results that you wouldn't see me again.
So people who have had injuries will come to you, and others, as you said, maybe they're not able to swing the golf club properly or might have like a tennis elbow or something just doesn't feel right when they're trying to do those exercises that they might want to do. A good choice would be to come see somebody like yourself where they can do an assessment to determine really where that pain might be coming from and when before it gets worse, correct?
Exactly. If I could give you an example. So 83 to 87, when we were doing, when the Pistons were on a real roll and we had won we were the champions 3 years in a row. I had the privilege of working with the Detroit Pistons, not all the players, but a large majority of the players that played all the time. And I would get them back playing, if not immediately while they were on the court, if they had an injury, but for sure by the next game. They were playing, even if the game was less than, 14, 15 hours later or 24 hours later, because I could get the function of the muscles involved. It's never just one muscle because the way the muscles work together. I could get the function of those muscles to work with each other so that they could go back and play. And the problem would not show up if I saw them the next day in the same area I treated. It would show up in a different area because we're treating the pattern. And as the pain follows this train or this pattern, we are able to treat it so we can get you back to functioning normally or what would be normal autonomically for yourself. And with the aid of things like laser, I tend to work with a company called Natural Recharge, which is close to where I'm at. With the aid of laser, we can get the body to hold its healthy pattern much better, much quicker, achieving greater results in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah, I want to go back to that point. You talk about muscle memory, but before I do that, can you explain the fascia? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that don't know what the fascia is and how it's related to our muscles and what's causing, you know, how that functions in what we're talking about with what you do.
Okay. So I'm going to use a simple example. First of all, for years we had not identified the skin as an organ. When I studied anatomy, we did not identify the skin as an organ. In the last 20 years, we've identified the skin as an organ. And if you were to take the skin off of a chicken, you'd see that there's all this membrane that's kind of like a spot. You can see a webbing through it, you know, a white webbing. That's fascia. Now, that just doesn't, it's not just underneath the skin, but that stuff connects muscle, to ligament, to skin, to bone. So it's the connective tissue. Fascia is a tissue that looks like a giant spider web in the body, and it's one web, all of it connected to itself. And a lot of times what happens is if you in your own home take a spider web that's maybe a foot and a half big in your home and you clean it up, it turns into a tiny little ball. Well, what happens in our body is exactly that. The membrane, the fascia, becomes a tiny little ball and it knots up. And it's pulling the entire body with it because it's all connected. And when we release that, either through a trigger point therapy or through a scraping, a Graston, a Quisha, a release of the muscle from its attachment and its insertion, you open that spider web up, allowing freedom of pain and much greater range of motion. Another example would be most of us peel grapefruits or oranges, and if you take off that colored skin, that would be much like our own skin. And underneath that colored skin, we have some chunky white parts on the grapefruit or orange, and we as humans peel with a knife that thick chunk is what fascia that is distorted in the body looks like. And if you were to take the wedge of a grapefruit out, you'd see this thin membrane to the right and left of this little wedge of, you know, you peel this little grapefruit out, and you would see there's a thin membrane, and then you can see the pulp. But yet on the bottom side, you still have this white, webby stuff. And if you look at the thin membrane good enough, it's also webby. But if you were to peel that thin membrane off, which, by the way, is not easy to do, you actually have to use a knife to cut it, the pulp looks very similar to what muscle looks like. It's all these tiny little pulps that, you know, can stick together, they can expand, and it can get dry when that thick, chunky thing is on it that we peel off with a knife. We create more fluid flow in the human body when we allow that membrane to open, that chunk that I'm telling you about. When we allow that membrane to open, we allow fluid to flow into the actual muscle fibers, the striated muscle fibers, allowing that stuff that would be dry in the grapefruit to become more fluid, allowing greater range of motion in the muscle itself. But it's really all about what we do with the fascia to get there.
Well, it seems like it's kind of an unknown part of our body that we really don't take, we kind of take for granted, I would say. And it seems to be, as you said, a critical point in helping these muscles move properly and function properly. And you mentioned muscle memory. How does that work? Because if our muscles, I mean, they actually can memorize how to work better, or what do you mean by that?
So we have repeated behavior over time. The first one is sitting, then walking, then the use of our arms, then the use of our whole body. Before you know it, we're crawling and tumbling and sitting at a desk. And so the muscle remembers these patterns. By the way, the behavior of the muscle patterns and memories is consistent with your life. So what your physical body does is consistent with your mental body. And so they have memory, and they remember this thing that you do all the time. And so they function based on this thing you do all the time, which is why exercise is so good, because if you exercise properly, you're exercising your entire body. Although if you exercise with your body in poor condition, you're simply teaching your body to stay in poor condition, meaning if your shoulder is high and if your foot is turned in, if you rotate your arms in, if your head gets forward, all of that we would consider poor condition. And again, some people have pain from it, some people don't. Generally, the people that have pain from it have an emotional component related to it. And once that happens, once the pain occurs, we can make literally physical adjustments that they will see a difference in not only feeling but looking at within an hour's time so that their body can function. And I'm talking about things like migraines, TMJ, eye problems, ear problems, pain in the neck, nerve problems, carpal tunnel, your hips being off, your knees feeling icky, your plantar fascia with your feet, rotator cuff. There are an unnumberable amount of problems or distortions in the body that may have pain that are very treatable. And the benefit of the knowledge of anatomy and how the body functions with itself is what gets the results in the treatment through the fascial membrane. And the reason laser is so effective is because laser actually solidifies the new memory. So when you have a treatment like what I do and you combine it with other treatments, laser, exercise, and so on, you make the memory hold on longer, allowing you greater relief. And lasting relief.
Go ahead.
Lasting relief. As well as nutrition, more and more people are understanding, you know, what they eat. You and I know, and the medical society is now strongly identifying that when the body is in acid, its ability to get sick is greater. Yet when we can maintain, and I mean maintain, not have alkaline once in a while, but if you can maintain your body in alkaline, then you reduce inflammation and you don't get dis-ease or any kind of illness. Now, that doesn't mean you won't get sick every once in a while because your body needs to fight off something, which is good news. But these major illnesses that can take people down, I have seen personally them actually I've seen people with illnesses like cancer or diabetes or heart conditions reverse them by changing their diet and bringing it more into alkaline. And I choose to recommend a product called, it's a home and a filtering system that brings alkaline water into you, making it simpler for you to produce alkaline in your body or bring your body to alkaline. I can tell you from my own personal experience, the last 2 weeks, I have not had my alkaline water, and I can definitely feel the difference. My body is definitely more in acid, a little bit more inflamed. Yet when I get my Canyon water and I can drink it, I find that within 2 days, I am functioning at an amazingly high level. Mentally, I feel better. I'm more clear in my brain. I feel better. Just seems to really make a difference. So with a combination of a good, healthy diet, keeping your body in alkaline, and treatments and exercise, people can do great. I find that people don't always want to do the work, which is fine. They can just keep coming into treatments. It's up to them.
Well, that's great, and I think that really makes a difference. As you said, part of this show is about helping the body heal itself and giving the proper tools to the body to help heal itself. So ionized alkaline water is one tool. We've talked about that before. Proper nutrition is another. And what you're talking about is helping the body get the muscles in a proper alignment, help to relieve those pain patterns. Those are critical. You spoke about a number of different things that I know a lot of us have, and unfortunately sometimes, as you said, you're the last resort they come to. They've tried, they've gone to the allopathic doctors, and they've gone to even sometimes a chiropractor, and chiropractors do great work, and I know you work with a lot of them, and there's a great trade-off there. But one of the things you mentioned is that I hear a lot about is TMJ. And TMJ is something that a lot of people suffer with, and they don't feel that they can get any kind of relief, or there's really not a whole lot of answers. They go to their dentist or an orthodontist, and I know you've done a tremendous amount of work of helping people, and I've heard just great stories about some of the success you've had. Can you talk about TMJ? I try and pronounce it properly, temporomandibular joint syndrome, is that it? So maybe you can speak a little bit about that. So, and how that works, because that's a referred pain pattern too, I think, right?
Absolutely. It is temporal mandible joint. TMJ simply refers to where history thinks the problem is coming from. And the reason they refer to that is because the temporal mandible joint. So the temple is the muscle above the ear and around the ear, okay? And if you open your mouth yourself and put your finger where your ear, the canal is, the ear hole is, if you put your finger on your cheek right there, you will feel your jaw, the joint, open and close. And when that joint is off, either because the cartilage has slipped or because your bite is off or because you had some minor dental work done and it's off or because you chewed on something improperly or because your posture is not aligned properly, we have these discomforts, headaches, eye pain, neck pain, jaw pain, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the face, and many more. We identify that as TMJ. The medical society, or if you were going to deal with the insurance company, they would not pay for any kind of treatment that was called TMJ. They will work with treatment called headaches, migraines, ringing in the ear, neck strain, pinched nerve, because TMJ simply identifies where we think the problem comes from. But if we understood the function of the human body, we would understand that the movement of your hips is consistent with the movement of your jaw. It's so subtle you don't notice it. And a lot of times when we treat the jaw, the hips straighten up, and people go, gosh, my back feels so good right now. But that's only because we understand that when we can treat the hips a little bit, we can create a greater response to the jaw, allowing the jaw to release. Now, this is true with all of this functional neuromuscular activation work. Again, where you think the problem is not consistent with the pain or doesn't appear to be to the person that has the pain. So when we're treating the jaw, we're looking at if the hands turn in and the shoulders turn in. This is a big deal, because the muscles connected to the shoulder blades are also jaw muscles. And when you turn your hand in, so when you turn the back of your hand towards your thigh, this is not a good healthy condition for the jaw. But most people don't realize that. Doctors are phenomenal, but they only know what they know. And that's true for me too. I only know what I know based on the education and experience I've had, which is why working with a group of doctors can be very complementary. Working with a group of things can be very complementary. I choose to not come from the place that my way is the way. My way is a way. It is one of the ways. Using more than just one modality is so much more effective than just using one modality. So to work with your doctor and to work with your chiropractor and to work with your nutritionist and all of us being willing to communicate with each other based on the knowledge we have can bring a much greater experience to the healing concept of your body. Again, there is a big emotional component related to your pain. TMJ usually refers to the emotional component, and this is general, of, bite it in, I can't bite this information, I can't take this. Usually it's internal. Usually, you know, usually like, this is, life is a little too hard for me. I can't bite it anymore. It just doesn't have enough for me. We can be more specific when we see you, because for each person there's a greater depth. But the understanding of that, again, many people have TMJ without any pain. They function fine. And it's just amazing. They look like they're much more off than a patient or client I might see. But because there is not an emotional component related to that, they don't have the pain. And that, to me, is a phenomenon.
Well, is there more in men or women, or do you find that it's similar? Because you're talking about this jaw and how it gets aligned. Do you find that because of stress? I know stress can be a big factor in TMJ. Something you see more in one sex versus the other?
No, I cannot tell you. I would say, in my experience, it's pretty equal, because I have the privilege of seeing both men and women. Stress is a big deal, but stress needs to be identified for that individual. Stress is much too generalized. What does stress mean for me? You know, some people, like myself, I function really well in high stress. In other words, I need that A-type personality. I need more. The more I have, the better I function. A good example would be if you go into a restaurant, and the restaurant's not busy, the service is not half as good as when the restaurant's busy. You just get better service. It's just a natural phenomenon. So for me, I function better in the high stress level. For other people, the stress level, because they're unfamiliar with the routine, they've been taken out of their routine, just like the body's been taken out of its routine, the stress level becomes greater. Therefore, pain appears in the body. So it really is so wonderfully individual. For me, when I have the privilege of working on a client's patient, to me, it's a brand new canvas. And even the second, third, fourth time I see you, it's a brand new experience, because your body is revealing something new. And I think most people, I'd like to offer this thought, whether they understand it or not, but it's muscle that moves the bone. It's not bone that moves muscle. And when the muscle moves the bone and you treat only the bone, like through the chiropractor, and you don't do anything for the muscle, whether it be through massage or functional neuromuscular therapy or exercise or some kind of muscular behavioral change, all you're going to do is keep treating the symptom and never solving the problem.
Well, so these pains, that somebody has TMJ pain, is it something that takes, how many treatments is something like typically do you find? I mean, not everybody's the same, I realize that, but is this something where they can get, you said 30 to 70% relief the first time. Typically with TMJ, do they have to keep coming, or is it something after a certain number of treatments that they can start to feel better and then they can handle it on their own going forward?
We like to let people go. We don't want you to come back. Our goal is to get you out of here and only have you come back when you think you've injured yourself again or done something. Generally, in the first visit, a TMJ, let's talk about, just real quickly, if you come in with a minor TMJ, you notice it bothering you, I get you early, chances are 1-2 visits, you're done. If you come in with a more severe TMJ, the first time you come in, it'll probably feel pretty good for 3 to 4 days. The second visit will probably feel good for 7 to 10 days. The third visit, it'll expand to, 2 weeks, or more, to 30 days. We don't want to see you every week based on that kind of information. So we here at Muscle Care like to work with you, the individual. So we'll, after the first time, we'll ask you to come back a second time a week later. That seems to be a general for us because we get more familiar with you. But the second time, we might recommend that you don't come back for 10 days. And we'll ask you to schedule 2 appointments and cancel one of them, the earliest one, if you feel good. Our policy here at Muscle Care is we like to call you to remind you of your appointment or text you. And if you give us at least a 2-hour notice, we're fine with cancellations. We're not a 24-hour cancel kind of company because there are so many people that want to fit in, and there's only a couple of us here, that it's to our advantage and to your advantage. We get you to feel good, and we still have space for us to fill in people at the last minute if necessary. So, and we do that because we know the ability, the body's ability to heal itself, given the right condition, is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. If you straighten out the issue in your tissue, then you straighten out the issues in your mind. If you relieve your pain, you relieve your mind. It's a phenomenal phenomenon.
It is truly incredible, and I know I have experienced those exact benefits you're talking about, not specifically with the TMJ, but with other areas of my body where those muscles have been in extreme pain, and relieving that tissue and that pain has helped me mentally, helped me focus better, and it makes your whole days, weeks goes by a lot better. I know that I have more questions for you, Francis, but for those who do want to mention right now, we do have a great website for you to learn more about Francis and her team. It's called Muscle Care, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, J as in John.com. So if you go to www.musclecaretmj.com, you can, they have her contact information. Francis is in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, off of Maple Road near Telegraph. They've also got an office in Bay City. And the staff really, they do a tremendous job. So I've seen that with other customers who we send customers to Francis, you all the time. And I don't have anybody coming back. They might complain they're a little sore, as you said, because it's not always a pleasant experience. But in the end, they feel it's worth every minute of their time. And I know you even guarantee that first visit. That's correct?
We do. We guarantee that if you don't get results in the first visit, you don't have to pay, or we'll give you a refund. And we're comfortable with that. And even then, if you find out a month later that, gosh, you know what, maybe they were onto something, if you come back then, we're not going to take the money from the first visit, but you're going to have to pay now because now it's second visit. But it's not that we're so confident. It's not that, oh, we really know what we're doing. It's that we want you to trust your body. Listen to what your body says. Don't believe me. Believe your body. Once you, and we're talking immediately, when you leave, will you be a little uncomfortable? Yes, just like you were gardening. Although you're going to say, geez, I can move my neck better, my jaw feels better, my brain feels clear, you will notice a difference. And I'm talking within that hour, even while I'm working on you, within that hour. I'm blessed to have people that come in to see me the first visit, and they praise the experience, the second one. I couldn't wait to get here. I tend to think, what are you, a little crazy? Because it can be uncomfortable. But the result was so phenomenal for them. It's worth the discomfort that they experience. Our office also educates. We educate dental hygienists, dentist, because we believe the TMJ treatment should be in that office. But we train doctors, dentists, chiropractors, hygienists, physical therapists, massage therapists, personal trainers. We have courses that are just spectacular, and they're only 2 days long at our office at Maple Road, because these treatments, when somebody really understands and specializes in any of the things we do, can be so very effective that it should be taught by these people. They should be able to apply this treatment to their patient clients. it's the only thing that makes sense.
So dental hygienists are the ones who would do those treatments, or because not specifically the doctor, correct? So you'd be looking for dental hygienists to take your class, is that correct?
Dental hygienist and dentist, mostly 1% dentist, mostly dental hygienists, because they're the ones that have the time to do the treatment. They're the ones that also can take this treatment and use it individually in their home as a second career, if not in the dental practice. And they're also the ones who have the proper anatomy and physiology understanding, which we also teach in the class. All of our classes are very thorough. We start from the beginning, teaching you the absolute basics. Two, the course is completed with understanding, how do I market myself? How do I make money? How can I work in my dentist's office and he can make money? It's a business class as well as an educational training that teaches you how to apply these techniques. We've done them in a choreographed way, so that when you leave the class, you will have a poster and you will know each step to take. Just like with raising children or the things we do in our lives, we have these basic habits. I wake up in the morning, I, you know, do my thing, I get dressed, I have my coffee, I go off to work, I do the stuff for the kids, I come back, I, you know, clean my house. Those routines are consistent with the body. They are. And when we can do those things in education and they're choreographed, much easier for our brain to follow and also much easier for our body to apply. So we even teach you your body mechanics to make sure you don't get injured when you are a practitioner doing these treatments. And we teach everybody the same way. Even though we have five different classes treating different things, they are still taught with this choreographed understanding of how to do the treatment.
So that you have a class, the basic TMJ course, coming up June 27th and 28th. And I guess the best benefit is that the whoever takes this class are going to get 16 CEU credits, right? I mean, that's another thing. All these hygienists and different people need CEU credits. So 16 credits, that's a lot of credits, and that goes a long way towards doing their compliance work that they need each year, correct?
Correct. So the course that we teach is usually 16 hours long, and we do provide continuing education credits, and we do certify you through Muscle Care that you've completed the program, and we have a basic and an advanced course. Our June course is booked up at this time. So the next course to get in would be our September 19th and 20th course. And then the advanced course is in October. The advanced course is only one day long, but the advanced course in relationship to TMJ would be more intricate. How do I treat going inside the mouth? How do I treat going working in the eyes and releasing those eye muscles so that my membrane and my nerves can be better, and also going into the ear and understanding really how to learn intricate muscles in the neck. So the advanced course is one day long. It's 8 hours. All of our classes provide continuing education credits. Some of them are specific. Some of them are not. We have actually just complied with the Dental Association to get continuing education credits for hygienists, which we should have by our September course. And we found out is retroactive. So even those people that do the June course, those people will be able to get the continuing ed credits once we get them this year in the dental field. But regardless, you will get continuing ed credits for whatever your profession is through our association. So it's really a win-win. I'm a knowledge freak, though. The human body changes ever so much all the time that, for me, the information is exciting. And I think any of us in these kind of healing fields want more information, one, because it does change, and two, because there is more to learn. So I believe it's a win-win in my case. But it's what a person wants to do. It's what their desire is at.
And you have other classes too. You focus in some other classes, I think, going forward, other than just TMJ. For those who do want to learn, I know there might be some people out there who'd like to get more experience in their particular practice.
Yeah, our courses are, we have five courses that we teach. I don't have them in front of me exactly how they're worded, but we have a low back and hips and legs course. We have a feet, hips, legs, low back. Why are they different? Because the feet really is about plantar fascia and the feet, and those other areas are only secondary to that, whereas the back and hips is specific to the back and hips, but we need to treat the legs and feet and knees to go along with that. We have upper back, chest, and rotator cuff courses. We have viscera, which is the organs. So a lot of times people are off balance because they're standing too forward, kind of like a pregnant lady. And this is true of men and women. And we need to get that membrane in their organs, in the front side of their body, to release so that their butt will go back naturally. And they won't have stability issues moving forward. So that would be our viscera class. And then, of course, the TMJ course. I don't have the dates in front of me of all the courses, but you will find them online on our website.
Let's talk about, can I ask a couple questions about plantar fascia? Because we see clients in our offices, too, with plantar fascia. And how do you treat that in your customers? Because I know there's a lot of people who probably don't even know they have the plantar fascia. And they just saw my feet hurt or they're not working. And, you know, I got pain in my arches. And sometimes it gets really bad, and it's almost becomes chronic.
In the medical profession, most people identify plantar fascia by the heel pain. But there are many pains associated to the plantar muscle. So if you were to take a look at your feet, let's say, you know, your right foot, if you were to put the foot on your knee, it would be the muscle from, let's say, 1 inch from the heel to the very bottom of the ball of the foot. There's a muscle there that maybe is an inch and a half wide. That is the plantar muscle. But that muscle functions from the toes and the digit muscles in the calves and shin that make that muscle function. So most people treat the bottom of the foot, but the problem lies in the digit, in your toes and the muscles that make those toes function, which would mean the calf, which would mean the muscles, the shin along the bone in the front of the leg. But there's also a muscle called the gracilis muscle. It goes from one knee, wraps around the crotch, and comes to the other knee. This muscle is a very, very big player in plantar fascia, very big. And most people miss that. And when you treat that gracilis muscle and you treat the calf and the shin, you'll probably relieve a good amount of plantar fascia pain. If I could tell you about a client I have who went and had knee surgery, and after her knee surgery, she was still having this terrible pain in her knee. And she came in to see me, and we at first started to treat the knee, and I kept going, no, something's not right here. And she kept complaining. She got good results the first visit. Then she said it got worse because she got excited that her knee felt so good. She went playing tennis, and she rode a bike, and she couldn't believe the pain came back. And after the third visit, we realized that she was dealing really with a plantar fascia. When we treated that gracilis muscle that wraps around the knee, so it comes from underneath the knee, closest to the foot, that part of the knee, it wraps around the knee, comes up the inner thigh, around the crotch, down the other leg, into the front of the knee, attaches to what is called the tibialis bone, or that bone in the shin. Well, that bone in the shin and that gracilis muscle is what we would treat first to relieve the plantar fascia. Once we did that and worked with the muscles in the front of the leg, all of them, these digit muscles, extensors, and the muscles that would extend your toes forward and muscles that would flex and bring your toes to your knee, those muscles in the back of the calf, just right down the very center and along maybe from the center, maybe 1 inch down the center. We were able, by her next visit, which was 2 weeks later, she was only came in because she was afraid that it would come back. That was the only reason she came in. And her knee hasn't bothered her since. And this is a client that I just saw in the last month. I saw her four times, and she only came back if she was afraid that it was going to come back. And I said, did you feel any pain? She said, no, I just thought maybe more treatments would be better. So,
right. Well, I mean, you're right. Nobody wants to have that pain come back, right?
So. Nobody. I mean, it doesn't feel good. It's an awful feeling because for most people, the classic plantar fascia is my heel hurts before I even get out of bed. It wakes me up from heel pain. And then when I step on it, it hurts. Until I get moving, then it feels better. But then it repeats itself every night, the same thing. And the doctors, conventional doctors, bless their souls, they know what they know. And they'll say, use ice on the bottom of your foot. Which, of course, I would say the same thing. And that's just not enough. It's just not enough. So a lot of doctors also do a cortisone shot, too. And I'm not against cortisone. I'm just against cortisone a lot.
Right. It's a temporary relief of the pain. It's not going to permanently resolve the issue at hand. So
Right. Really,
when we come down to, we've got to find a way to determine what's causing the problem, like with anything, is that we don't want to fix the symptom. We want to figure out what's causing the symptom to occur.
Right.
I think that's the key.
David, if I may, you know,
sure.
I just gave you a general idea. That's a common. That's something I would treat almost every time I saw somebody with plantar fascia. But the hips could very easily be involved, and you know what the IT band is. It's that muscle that goes, again, from the outside of the knee and comes up to the hip bone especially. You know, and the hip bone really is the top of the thigh bone. So a lot of times we have to treat other muscles, but that general plantar fascia, the classic plantar fascia, which, by the way, only 1% of the people have a classic plantar fascia. It's when it's gotten to its worst that it'll show up, as I described. But treating other muscles may also have to happen because of the way the whole structure looks. And when I speak of structure, I'm talking of the way your entire anatomy looks, the way your entire body looks.
Well, you made a very interesting point. You talked about that sometimes it doesn't even come from just the heel, but it comes from, you know, the front of the knee coming down and those muscles there, the gracilis, I think if I pronounced it. But I think that's really, again, this goes to what you're so wonderful and what your team has done such a great job, is we're not just looking at one little issue. We're not just looking at that point where the pain is. You've got to go, as you said, to the referred pain and look along those patterns to look down the whole body to see what may be causing. As you said, it could be a hip, correct? It could be a hip that's causing the ankle or the knee, the foot pain. So.
Right.
I think that's really, truly important, and I don't think enough people look at that to analyze that that's the case.
Yeah, again, we know what we know, and it's okay that we know what we know. What I think is that you did a great job going to see your doctor, and it wasn't enough. You know, I think that if you can work with several modalities, that, you know, there is not one way. There's a million ways to everything. And you just need to find the way that works for you. And you also have to trust the person. You know, you need to feel good with the practitioner, whether it be a physician or someone like myself or like you. There has to be a connection between us. And that connection is what also allows healing.
Absolutely. You know, we've got about 10 minutes left, Francis, and what I'd like to do is take this time to, is there a particular area that we haven't focused on that you think is important in keeping the body healthy? I know that, as you said, you've had a lot of experience. You've even done cranial sacral therapy. We haven't discussed any of that. I know that you work with people who do chakra and energy work. And although we've got lots of different types of listeners on these calls, we know obviously we're through body, mind, spirit, and people like to use energy as a tool as well. What other areas, if somebody's in pain, would you recommend that they focus on, or how do they get themselves healed?
If I could take a minute to speak of my office, we are three people that are tenants in common, and we partner and we work with each other. One person is Judy Jana, who does what is called antiquities energy healing, and it is really spectacular. It is a very subtle experience when you're having it, but afterwards there is an obvious change that occurs. It's almost as if you've changed the energy around you, because you have, by balancing the chakras or points of energy consistent, again, with life, like the root chakra, which is creation, or the heart chakra, which is obvious in itself. You know, there is a throat chakra. There is a, you know, the third eye. These areas, these chakras create, they hold energy or they release energy, or they're free to receive energy, or they're free to receive energy. And these energy points can aid. The best example I can give you is if you have cancer and that cancer reoccurs, it's because you didn't heal the emotional energy related to the cancer. All you did was heal the physical component of it, not the emotional or the energy that hangs out around your body. God told us in the early Testament, there is no beginning and there is no end. Einstein told us energy that it never dies, it simply changes form. And through working with the chakras, you can create a space of releasing this energy that's causing you an illness so that it doesn't reoccur. And you can also heal the illness, depending on you, the person receiving the treatment, on how receptive you are to this understanding. So the seven chakras, or the eight that I'm going to go with, are at the crotchy area is the root chakra. Kind of just around the belly button is the sacral. Then you have the solar plexus, which we know is just below the breastplate. You have the heart chakra, which is the heart. You have the throat chakra, that is the throat. You have the third eye, or this place where you have intuition. You have the crown chakra, which is the top of the head or above the head. And then above that, we have something called the soul star chakra. These are points of energy that the body either absorbs or releases, or makes a constant absorption and release, just like the breath. And so Judy Jana at our office here is an amazing, amazing energy healer. We also have Laura Gannon, who has been in the homeopathic field for over 30 years, and she is considered a homeopathic physician. And the changes that can occur, again, appear to be subtle because you only know you feel better. You forget that you have the problem, which really are not subtle, because unlike a chemical that you take to get rid of the problem, you still have problems that occur because of the chemical you put in your body. An example would be taking blood pressure medicine that also causes other problems. And then you can't get off the blood pressure medicine. You have to kind of now take other things for the acid that are caused from the blood pressure medicine. Or you might also end up with a diabetes, or your blood might coagulate too much. So homeopathic creates the space for your body to heal and become greater than the illness, so that it can then function with you. Whereas chemicals, they do the work for you, shut your body down, and then your body has to have, and then it breaks down because of the medicine you take, and you have to take other medicines on top of that. So homeopathy is phenomenal. I use it for my son, who has been described as ADD, for my daughter, who has anxiety. For myself, I use it because I have children. I need to get calmer with them. So the homeopathic products I take help me be a better parent, because I find myself not having this need to react. Instead, I'm able to be a calmer parent. So it is phenomenal. And the combination, as I said, of anything, you know, I work specifically with natural recharge with the laser. And the laser, again, produces an energy. And it releases an ugly energy and provides an energy that works with the body for the body to heal itself, as well as food, as well as the Kangen that produces. This alkaline machine is phenomenal, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's made a difference in the migraines that I have. I hardly have them. For my daughter, who was getting headaches from braces, it made a difference for her, or because she has gluten issues. So, you know, there are many, many modalities in all of our lives that if we use them in conjunction with the natural process that the body can produce to heal itself, can be phenomenal. And chemicals are one of them. I'm not against them. It's just using them properly.
Well, I think, yes, we have to use all the tools, and that's what we're here. And you sound like you've got, you've got a great team there. As you said, you kind of probed all the areas that are important that work synergistically together with what you're doing there at Muscle Care. And Francis, you're like an encyclopedia of information. It's a little scary. I wouldn't, you know, we can put you up a number of tests, and I think you'll pass all the different physiology and anatomy parts of the body because you've got such a wealth of information, and it's fascinating to hear. I mean, even for myself, who, as I said, I've been a customer of yours, and you've done some great work with me, but every time I learn, it's just really good.
Thank you very much. Again, I'm a believer, don't trust me. Listen to your body. When people come to see me, I don't want to tell them I know the way. I want you to listen to your body. Let your body be your guide. It will tell you so much.
Yes, but sometimes somebody like you can help us lead to that position. So even though we come to you, you can ask the right questions. And that's a lot of times what we want in our lives. We need somebody to go there and help us guide our way by asking the right questions so that we can reflect back and think upon what it is that might be causing the problem or creating the symptom. So,
thank you.
I mean, it's great to hear. So again, let me just reiterate, because I think it's important for our callers and those who might be listening later, is that if you go to the website for Francis at www.musclecare, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, J as in John.com, you can get all the information about their offices, both here in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and Bay City. And we've got the phone number as well there. I'll just put it here on the air, too. It's 248-935-6000 is the number, and you can contact and ask for Frances there, where she can set up an appointment in one of their offices and make a time that's convenient for you. It's really, they're very flexible, and I know they handle all kinds of people, and even on short notice when somebody's in a lot of pain. I also want to follow up and just remind people that next Monday, we are having an event June 22nd at 7 p.m. The event is called Look and Feel Younger with Dr. Natalie Chevreau. She's the Vice President of Product Development for LifeVantage, and she spent the last 26 years lending her scientific knowledge to the research, design, development, validation, and support of a long line of successful nutraceutical and cosmetic formulations. And Dr. Chevreau's actually a French lady, and I've heard her speak, and really she's got a really great personality, and it should be something nice. You can learn more by contacting Natural Recharge at 248-203-7744 to get information. So thank you, Francis. It was a fantastic show, and I continue to learn more, and hope you have a blessed and healthy day, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.
Perfect. Okay.